We are joined now in the studio by one of Chapel Hill's movers and shakers and one of my favorite people in town, Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, who has just got done taking a selfie of herself in the studio.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I'm good. I was in Chicago this past weekend on a little mini weekend trip. I've never seen so many selfie sticks before in my life.
Wow.
Meg was not using a selfie stick. Not one of those, but
somehow
so
that's
many,
more legitimate,
like,
not using it.
Yeah. I didn't realize people had those non-ironically, but they do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's a little terrifying.
It's really terrifying, yeah, and really prevalent. There's a lot of them out there. So Meg is the executive director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and we're talking about downtown stuff today. This is going to be Meg's first appearance of hopefully many on WCHL, so looking forward
every other
to that.
Week. Thank
we've been
you.
Trying to do this for like 2 years.
We have, and I don't know what our problem was, but
I don't know.
Finally, we managed to get it together.
Are we both horrible procrastinators?
That
is that just the thing? Yeah. Apologies to everyone out there who I'm meaning to email. There's like dozens. I'm sure it's the same for you. But there's a lot going on downtown to keep us busy, including a couple really cool events this week. So I'm going to throw it to you.
I wanted to talk about food and art, two things that our community values.
I will gladly talk about that.
Exactly. Good food and good art.
Good
How
food,
about that?
Good art, yes.
So we're going into our fourth week of the downtown pop-up farmers market.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday from noon to 2 on the 140 West Plaza on West Franklin Street. And it's really the Chapel Hill Farmers Market that has a tremendous following. They're usually down at University Place, have started the downtown pop-up farmers market in conjunction with the town of Chapel Hill and us.
Awesome.
And we're seeing a great turnout, and it has really been amazing. I know that I have enjoyed it quite a bit because it is fresh produce and flowers, but there's also lots of baked goods and coffee and beer, and it's really turned out to be quite a interesting market.
Wait, there's beer? No one
there
told
is.
Me there was
there
beer.
There is beer.
Okay.
Mystery Brewing Company is one of the vendors.
Let me just pull out my PDA here.
That's right. And then this week we're adding a whole other element, of course, is of music.
Nice.
So we're going to have some musicians performing during the farmer's market. So.
How busy have they been? I know a lot of people were really excited about it.
Yeah, it's been, it's so far as it's exceeded what kind of our expectations for that time. Now, you know, it's summertime in downtown Chapel Hill, so July is kind of when we see a lull, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the height of growing season for our farmers. And so we decided to pick that time to kind of overlap with also when students and everybody's coming back in August. And it's had a really good kickoff so far. And we want to see it be really successful because we want it to be more than just a pop-up market. We would love to see it go longer.
Like continue on and
into,
be sort of
the spring
semi-permanent and, thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How long is it scheduled to go on for as of right now?
Right. It's going to go every Thursday until September 10th.
Okay.
So we've got about 5 more weeks of the pop-up market.
Nice.
So come downtown, have lunch. We have two businesses, Old Chicago and Lime, that are doing promotions. Shop at the farmer's market, and you get a discount on your lunch at Old Chicago. And kids eat free on Thursdays at Lime. So come down and shop and have lunch with your kids.
Awesome. How old do you have to be in order to get in on that?
I don't know. You could
like
be my
12,
kid
10.
For
okay.
lunch, you know?
And all right,
I'll,
awesome.
There you go.
We'll make that happen. speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And, oh, I had a question for you about the pop-up farmer's market, mm-hmm. and now I am blanking on it, but I'll think of it
It'll
again.
It'll come to you.
I'll think of it again later. So, pop-up farmer's market, noon to 2 on Thursdays.
Yep.
And, that was it. I was going to talk about sort of the movement of groceries and produce mm-hmm. to downtown, because
mm-hmm.
that has been an ongoing discussion for years, if not decades, that there really is no grocery store downtown, but now we've got the pop-up farmer's market every week, Mediterranean market just down the road. So it's happening.
It's cool. It's happening. It's something that we've heard, I think, from the beginning of when I started this organization. Definitely have heard it a lot recently. We've been doing more public outreach with strategies and things that are going on downtown. And certainly Mediterranean Market has heard that message, and they do have produce and fresh meats and cheeses in their market. And then the farmer's market, you know, this has been an incredible partnership. We see that there's a need and a desire, and very thankful for the partnership of the town of Chapel Hill special events, Parks and Recreation Department, and with the Chapel Hill Farmers Market. They have been amazing to all work with as partners on this. So
awesome.
Making it happen.
Well, that's
going to
be noon to 2 on Thursday, every Thursday for another month until September 10th at least at the 140 West Plaza, which is right across the street from formerly University Square, now Carolina Square.
You got
How do
it.
You keep track of all of the name changes?
It's been easy for me. I think because I've known about it.
Is there a mnemonic that you can...
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even going to mention like the in-between names because that will just confuse you even more.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, you know, we all have a penchant now in development to call everything by its address. So for a while, it was just the address. But no, it is Carolina Square, officially.
Okay.
There's a, you know, the signs are up. You'll see it as you go by.
Yeah, how is that going? It was this really cool, like, facade of a building with a giant thing hanging off of it somehow magically for a little while, and now it's in the rubble stage as we start to build it back up. How is that going?
Well, there's still another building to come down.
Yes.
So we're
going to
see that kind of, who knew that like a war-torn building could actually look so cool, right? We rarely see buildings come down in our community, especially like that. And so it was quite an interesting sight. But there is another building to come down. So demolition will continue through August and September. And then in the late fall, you'll see, there'll kind of be that ceremonial, you know, groundbreaking where everyone shows up with the hats and the shovels. And then
people like awkwardly in full-on suits that have no business being anywhere near a shovel. I love those ceremonies.
Posing for a picture.
Yep.
And then the construction will start. And it'll be a while before you see anything rising above the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And really construction for all of Carolina Square there is going to be about a two-year process.
Awesome.
Because there's quite a bit going on.
And I remember with 140 West, we at the beginning of it, we're like thinking, oh, 2 years, that's going to be forever.
Right.
And the parking lot was gone.
Yeah.
And where were we going to park? But 2 years flies by.
It really does. That's right. In hindsight, of course.
Yeah. And I really like the fact that and I don't know if this was intentional for this purpose, but the fence along the street has the little holes cut in it where you can look in and see. Because it's kind of a cool thing to look at.
Absolutely.
Even though it's just quite a, sort of a pile, but it's an interesting pile.
Yeah, kids of all ages stop and peek in the fence and watch the machines taking down the building and what's going on in there. Because, like I said, we rarely see that happen anywhere in our community, you know, and so it's fun to watch.
Awesome. All right, we're speaking with Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. The future of Carolina Square is way down the road, but this week we mentioned the pop-up farmers market, and then the following day is the second Friday of the month, which means Second Friday Art Walk.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
we
took over management of the Second Friday Art Walk probably about 3 years ago, and we've really, it's for all of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and we've really grown it. It started off when we took it over from 8 venues, and now we're over 30. And I'm always fascinated. It's every second Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the participating venues, and secondfridayartwalk.com is the URL that you can visit and see who's participating this month. But what I've always been fascinated by is it isn't just arts-related businesses, or it's not just art galleries. We have such a wide variety of businesses that participate because we really value art in our community. I've heard, and I need to check on this, that Orange County has more artists per capita than any other county in North Carolina, which I kind of don't doubt. So I'm going to go with
sense.
That. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have Frank Gallery and the Art Center and the North Carolina Crafts Gallery. But we also have a ton of retail shops like Vespertine, This and That, and Cameron's, and the Ackland Museum Store. We have hair salons, Beehive Salon in Carrboro, and Cafe Dryad, and then even Perch Co-Working Studios and Steel String Brewery. These are all places that have artists. They have opening receptions. They have live music. They have food. And they welcome people to come on the Art Walk.
So I have to ask, because we went to Second Friday Art Walk last month, I think. And if you go to the Last Fridays in Hillsboro, they've got the music on the lawn. And they've got sort of booths and things set up along the street and a lot of that. A little bit less of that in at least the part of Chapel Hill and Carrboro that we were walking in last year. So where can you go for Second Friday Art Walk? Because it really is. It covers a huge swath of the town. Where can you go where you really like feel, where it feels like a party or a festival? Like where is there music? Where is there like really cool, like big
stuff
in your
happening.
Face kind of stuff happening?
In
stuff.
Your face.
Yeah.
Art Walk.
Yes.
Well, every venue is a little different.
Art Walk to the extreme.
There you go. Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Yeah.
Well, every venue does something a little different. One thing that we're kicking around the idea, and we've done this before, and we're going to do it again, is getting more musicians on the street during the Art Walk to get that
feeling, get that vibe. Yeah, yeah.
And it helps. We have no problem paying musicians to perform on the street as well. They should be paid. They're artists themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily attached to a venue, but to just kind of help with that vibe, and we're doing that. But you can find out what each individual venue is doing on the website. But you're right, I think we could have a little bit more of that feel of the art walk if we brought the art to the street.
To the street, yeah. I like that. So it really begins at 140 West. I think it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's that whole stretch of road from 140 West, the West End, all of Main Street, yeah.
I don't think you could actually walk the art walk. I've tried.
Yeah,
I've done segments of it. Like, there's pockets in downtown Chapel Hill and pocket in kind of downtown Carrboro.
Yeah.
You got to pick and choose your venues.
You can walk it. Few do.
Few do. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So you could pick your venues where you go. And we have a map that we have on our website, so you can actually print it out or use it on your smartphone.
Awesome.
And choose your walk.
And if you really want a super long walk, Paper Hand Puppet is doing their show at the Forest Theater. So if you want to start in Carrboro, go all the way down past 140 West and just keep right on going.
Yes. And end it with Paper Hand Puppet.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they are fantastic.
And that reminded me, because I was, it was my memory of Art Walk last month was going into the Art Center, and they had the huge Paper Hand Puppet display.
That's right. Yeah, they do that every year.
Which was really awesome. Yeah. Okay, so websites where people can find out about all of this.
You can go to the ChapelHillFarmersMarket.com for the Downtown Pop-Up Farmers Market.
That's the Chapel Hill
the
Farmers
Chapel
Market.
Hill Farmers Market.
Yep.
Or downtownchapelhill.com and secondfridayartwalk.com.
All right.
And there you go. So that's some food and some art that's happening.
Awesome. All right. I am so excited about starting this up with you. This is really cool.
We're going to have a good time.
All right. We're going to have, we're going to do this again in a couple of weeks, but Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, always a lot of exciting stuff happening in Chapel Hill. Summer or otherwise, the students are coming back this week.
Yes. This is move-in weekend.
Yeah.
This is it, people. Prepare yourself.
So if you want to get in on the short waits at downtown restaurants, go tonight, because everyone's going to be here.
That's
35,000
right.
people.
And we joke about it, but you know what? It is like one of
it's
my
so
favorite times of the
Big
year.
Time.
There's nothing. You can already see. So, most rental agreements start about August 1st. So people are already coming back. And there's a ton of, the freshmen with their parents walking around Franklin Street right now. But this is the big weekend.
How can you tell they're freshmen?
Oh, I can tell.
You can tell. Yeah.
Little green, little Carolina blue around the edges.
All right.
And classes start on Tuesday.
And
UNC classes start on Tuesday.
Yep.
So welcome back.
Awesome. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.